Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll go to the ballpark in just a minute. The Astros are still up in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's been a long half inning, mostly because Tito Francona has been forced to shuffle pitchers in and out of the game because
the
Astros bats are getting to him. So two home runs so far on the day. George Springer, Alex Bregman, and Jose Altuve. Sorry, three home runs.
Which makes for Altuve four home runs in his last two playoff debuts. Remember last year he had the three home run game in the opener?
Yep, he did. That's right. So there you go. There's your update. Astros lead 4-0. We'll go out to the ballpark in a few minutes here. In the meantime, Rich, you and I got games to pick.
We do.
You ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, sounds good. This is where we remind you. This is where we remind you that if you want to get in on our Pick'em contest, where the grand prize for the overall season winner is a $3,000 pool table from the Billiard Factory, go to sportsradio610.com and go find that link and duke it out with us. We wipe out your four lowest scores of the season. So even if you're getting in now, you just get zeros for the first 4 weeks.
It's Olympic-style judging.
It is. Yes, that's right. It's like the old college courses where they throw out your best and your worst score. So we got some games here we're gonna pick. And I would imagine we'll be interrupted at some point by Derek Fogle. So, Rich, let's just get to it.
Let's do it.
Atlanta Falcons traveling to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers in a game that each of these teams desperate. Oh. Okay. Probably good that we do this here and not interrupt it.
That's fine. Absolutely fine.
Go Astros means we take a trip out to Minute Maid Park right now. They are through five innings at Minute Maid Park, and the Astros are leading, as we just updated you. But let's go to Derek Fogle to get more details on where we are at with this game. He's out at Minute Maid Park. Derek, how are you?
Dude, I am great, Sean. Just back-to-back homers to lead off the inning for Springer and Altuve. 4-0 Astros. They knock out Corey Kluber. George Springer becomes just the third player in postseason history to homer in five straight postseason games. That, of course, dates back to last postseason. Justin Verlander back out. He's got Yan Gomes and Jason Kipnis, and then at the top of the order with Francisco Lindor to start the sixth. But things are looking pretty good.
Absolutely. Derek, we appreciate the update. Yeah, they're looking good. When you got a bullpen like the Astros, Rich, this is a stat.
Best bullpen in baseball.
I'll credit Hunter Atkins from the Chronicle again with this stat that I'm about to say. And we'll get into our picks. With Rendon being left off the playoff roster, every reliever that the Astros have in the bullpen, top to bottom, have a batting average against of .210 or less going back to July 1st. I say that to say that you should feel pretty good about where this team is right now with a 4-0 lead at home.
Absolutely.
All right, you ready, Rich?
Yes, let's do it.
Atlanta at Pittsburgh in a game that both teams desperately need. The Steelers 1-2-1 and the Falcons 1-3.
Yeah, I'm taking the road team. I'm taking Atlanta in this game because the Steelers I kind of perceive as a franchise in disarray right now, like maybe we haven't seen in a long, long time. Obviously, no Le'Veon Bell. Not much of Antonio Brown as far as, you know, him playing up to his potential. And they have this ridiculous propensity to fall into a big hole early. And with Matt Ryan in that offense averaging about 30 a game coming in, I actually think it's the Falcons with their offense who get an early lead and are able to hold on and beat the Steelers.
I'm going with the Falcons also in this game, Rich, just for what you just said. I just can't trust the Steelers right now.
Yeah.
It's a team it's a bit of a dysfunctional team. I think Atlanta's just been kind of banged up injury-wise. I don't think they're a dysfunctional team. They've clearly found something offensively with Calvin Ridley. They've been able to overcome Devontae Freeman having his injury issues.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I like in this game, if you're into betting on this game, is the over. It's one of my best bets of the weekend. It's a high total. It's 57. That's like a Super Bowl-type total.
No kidding.
But the last three games that Atlanta's been involved in have been 31-24, 43-37, and 37-36. So I like the over in this game, but I like Atlanta to win it. Next game is a game that you can hear actually on Sports Radio 610 starting at noon with the Texans game being a night game. It's Jacksonville at Kansas City in a battle of what What I think a lot of people may think right now, Rich, the Patriots are back on track, but if the Patriots are sort of thought of to be maybe in a different category, like they're going to straighten things out, the Jags and the Chiefs might be the two best teams in the AFC.
It's the game of the week in week five in the NFL, and I don't think there's any other game close, even though there are some good games on the board this week.
Vikings-Eagles has some juice.
Yeah, not bad. You know, maybe Rams-Seattle, I don't know. But this game, Jacksonville 3-1, Chiefs 4-0. And what makes it the game of the week for me is Jacksonville comes in with the stingiest defense in the NFL. Jaguars allowing a league low 14 points per game, while the Chiefs offense is the best in the league through four games. 36.3 per game. Highest scoring offense versus the toughest defense upon which to score makes for just a delicious matchup. And if there's honestly a lot to watch for in that matchup, but those advantages could kind of cancel each other out. I'm taking Jacksonville because when you compare the defenses, there really is no comparison. I think the Jacksonville offense will fare a lot better against the Kansas City defense than the other way around, than the Chiefs offense will fare against that Jacksonville defense. I'm not saying the Chiefs won't get theirs, but I think Jacksonville gets more.
Yeah, Rich, I'm going to go the other way with you on that. I just can't trust Blake.
It's a Bortles thing.
I can't trust Blake
Even
Bortles.
Even though he's a different quarterback this year.
He's a different quarterback week to week. That's the problem. It wouldn't shock me if Blake Bortles had a big game because Kansas City's defense is bad and you never know what you're going to get with Bortles. But I just can't trust Bortles going on the road into that type of atmosphere. And the Jags, while they are 3-1, they lost to the Titans in that one loss. The other wins, you know, they didn't look that impressive against the Giants. I know they smoked they beat the Patriots. That's impressive. They beat up on the Jets. I think a lot of teams are going to do that. You're right, Rich. I can sit here and rationalize all day long. It comes down to Blake Bortles for me, and I just don't trust him going into Kansas City. The third game that is on our docket is a game you can hear on our sister station, CBS Sports Radio 650, starting at 3 o'clock. This will be an interesting one. The Raiders, coming off the first win of the Gruden Era 2.0, travel to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers in a game that, quite frankly, may have way more Raider fans in that stadium than there will be Charger fans.
Yeah, could very well be the case. Look, Oakland got off the schneid under Gruden by beating the Browns, and they needed overtime to beat the Browns.
And four turnovers.
Color me less than impressed.
Yeah.
In there.
At home.
Right, exactly, with their first win of the season. I realize that Marshawn Lynch has the potential to dominate this game and you know, have the Raiders own the clock, but there's no way I can't take the Chargers in this game. Raiders with Donald Penn now added to the list of missing players. Their veteran tackle done for the season, placed on IR. Mm. Give me the Chargers in this game all day.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers too. I don't feel great about it. I'm not betting this game. The spread is Chargers about 4.5, 5, somewhere in there. I think they've baked into that spread the fact that it is going to be probably a home field advantage for the Raiders, and yeah. I don't think that's an exaggeration. I think it's been home field advantage for all the opposing teams that have gone to that soccer stadium to play, I guess the StubHub Center, to play against the Chargers. So I'm going to take the Chargers only because I think the Raiders are just a bad football team, but I'm not betting this game. And again, it's a game you can hear on CBS Sports Radio 650 starting at 3 o'clock. Final game on the docket here, Rich. And I would imagine we will circle back to giving predictions on this again when John McClain is here a little bit later. The Cowboys coming to town to take on the Houston Texans. Festivities get started actually at 3:30. There will be a special edition of the Bull Rush with Jeremy Branham and Josh Beard at 3:30, taking you up to the pregame show with myself and Mike Meltzer. Game's at 7:20, postgame after that with me and Paul Gallant. And the Texans are 3-point favorites as of right. It's hovered 3.5.
Which, as we know, and Chad reminded us yesterday, that pretty much means if this was a neutral field, it'd be a pick 'em game.
That's
right. And that's what it feels like, is a pick 'em game.
Rich, I think two teams that have mirrored each other, even just in terms of the recency, two teams that we talked to Ari Temkin yesterday, and he talked for a couple of minutes about how different the Dallas offense looked against Detroit, how they scrapped some of the things they were doing the first 3 weeks, and in week four against the Lions decided to go with, you know, just a different route, making Ezekiel Elliott the true focal point of everything they were doing, mixing in a lot of play action and using Prescott on the edges. It sounded a lot like what we've been talking about with the Texans.
There's no doubt.
Two teams that have been kind of struggling, and the two offensive head coaches of this team, you know, Jason Garrett and Bill O'Brien, throwing things against the wall and just saying, you know, shattering what they were doing and trying to do some different things now.
I think with what the Texans flashed last week as far as their front seven is concerned, obviously bodes really well. And on the other side of the football, a somewhat revamped offense by throwing Kiki QT into the mix is really encouraging as well. And I actually think that the couple of the new guys on the back end on defense are going to surprise us. I think Sharice Wright and Kayvon Webster are both going to be positive impact players on the back end for this team. They're guys that can play. They're guys that have had success in this league. I know there's a lot of catching up to do for both of them, but quite honestly, they weren't getting a whole lot out of the guys that were in there.
Now, that is true.
So I do feel pretty good about some potential upgrade back there, but this boils down to home field is the biggest reason I like the Texans. I'll take Houston.
Yeah, with respect to Webster, Sharice Wright looked good last week. With respect to Webster, I need to see what a guy coming off an Achilles looks like first before I get too excited about him. But, and this should be a good game to kind of ease him in. This is not a great wide receiving core
right
that he's going up against. I think one big key to this game, Rich, is if Will Fuller is healthy, I don't think there's any slowing down the Texans offensively. I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to have a really tough time slowing down the Texans offensively if Will Fuller plays in this game and Deshaun Watson has his full complement of weapons on the outside.
Right.
So I'm going with the Texans in this game, 27-20. So I have them winning and covering the spread. Again, a game that you can hear surrounded with all sorts of pregame and postgame activities right here on Sports Radio 610. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.